Ladies and gentlemen, Wanderlust enthusiasts and fellow Globetrotters, welcome aboard the thrilling journey of the Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast. Get ready to fasten your seatbelts as we embark on a virtual adventure filled with travel tips, upcoming vacation events and deals, and riveting travel reports. Hosted by the one and only travel guru, Dave Bryan, the Bubblehead. This podcast promises to be your ultimate to exploring the world and making the most of your wanderlust. Let's see where the bubbles take us.
In this episode of the Bubblehead Talks Vacation Podcast, we're taking a journey into the invigorating world of winter sports, the passion of ice hockey, and the best tips for your chilly adventures.
Attention all travel enthusiasts. Are you ready for the thrill of a lifetime? Bubblehead Vacations presents an exciting upcoming contest that'll have you packing your bags in no time. Here's Dave with all the details.
Have you been dreaming of a getaway where the waters are crystal clear and the sands are untouched? Or maybe you're longing to sail across the seas, indulging in luxury and adventure. Perhaps it's the charm of a secluded resort, a guided tour to iconic landmarks, or the privacy of your own villa that calls to you. Whatever your dream vacation looks like, we're here to make it come true. Enter to win a $10,000 dream vacation and take the trip of a lifetime. From luxurious cruises around the globe to immersive tours and restful resort retreats, the choice is up to you. Don't miss your chance. Enter by April 14th, 2024 for an opportunity to turn your travel dreams into reality. Best of luck. Imagine where you could be this time next year. Make it happen. Go to bubbleheadvacation.com/contest for more detail. And start packing your bags for an adventure worth $10,000. Your dream vacation awaits. Enter now and let the journey begin.
Welcome back, fellow adventurers, to another exciting segment of the Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast, where the bubbles will lead us to extraordinary destinations and unforgettable experiences.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast. This is going to be the third episode of 2024. We're going to talk about winter sports travel or winter travel. Hey, I'm Dave Bryant, the Bubblehead, and let's talk a little bit about it. You just heard about a $10,000 dream vacation giveaway. Make sure you're entering that. Bubbleheadvacations.com/contest will get you an entry into that. The only way you can win is to enter, and it's free. All we're asking is for an email address there, so why not go ahead and get entered into that? But that being said, what have I been up to? If anybody's followed us on social media at Bubblehead Vacations or listened to the last 2 weeks of podcasts, you'll know that I was at Disney World over the last couple weeks. I was only there 7 days, but it fell between two different weeks. Recorded the last podcast from there and was able to compete in the Dopey Challenge. Have a lot of documentation of what happened with that Dopey Challenge and how I got through it. All that's available to you. I'm not going to bore anybody with any of those details or try to cause anybody any problems. Hopefully you guys have been able to pay attention and see what's going on there. But that being said, let's talk about what's going on with me. So I got home about a week ago. We got it all unpacked and then scheduled myself a medical procedure for yesterday. Was in and out. It was an outpatient thing. Preventative maintenance or preventative procedure. All good. Got a clean bill of health out of it. So that was good. It's one of the first times I've been put under anesthesia long time. That happened and that was fine. So that's where I've been at the last week. There was some prep associated with that, so I got all that out of the way. Procedure done yesterday. Was hoping to do a little bit of recording on the podcast yesterday, but I was just so tired from the procedure that it just didn't work out. So anyways, that being said, we got that going on. And then the other thing I'll tell you that I've got going on is a lot of people know this from who are friends of mine. I haven't really talked about a lot of the podcast, but if you built a house, if you have ever built a house or you built a house outside of right after COVID like we did, then you are probably also struggling with the builder to get them to finish the work that they were supposed to finish before you even closed on the house. I'm 2 years removed from closing and I still have stuff that existed before we closed on the house. Shame on us for going and closing on it, but I can't put the milk back in the bottle, if you will. But we have a lot of stuff still out there, and they're supposed to be in the house this week. And we were just trying to get the house in order after the holidays to allow them to finish. And I'll be honest with you, I had a number of things, over 100 items that were still out there from inspectors pointing them out. I'll tell you, I don't know that we'll ever, we love the community we live in. We love the area. I don't know that we're ever going to love this house. I think there's a lot of frustration on our end that'll always at least be in the back of my mind about problems that are going to exist potentially later on. That being said, I'm being told we're going to be free and clear soon, but that's what's been going on this week. If anybody wants any questions or wants to know who the builder is, I'll gladly have those conversations offline. I'll just let you know right now, it is a builder who is building houses at a high clip all over the United States, and they're having problems all over the U.S. So if you have any questions about who that builder is and what's going on, please contact me. I'll gladly give you all the information and gouge on how I finally was able to get through and get some things accomplished. But that being said, that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about travel and a lot more happier things. Let's talk a little bit about winter sports travel. So we're going to venture into the Crisp Air and Snowy Peaks of winter sports destinations. And I'll be up front with you guys. And if anybody knows me for sure, they know I'm more of a spectator than a participant when it comes to winter sport. You get me out swimming, scuba diving, anything in the warm weather, I'm all about it. You want to talk football in the snow, I'm good with that. One of the things that I've really gotten into is hockey, though. I'm all about watching some hockey, been around the rink a time or two as a spectator, not as a player. But when it comes to hitting the slopes, I'd much rather be booking trips and helping people get out on the slopes than actually going on the slopes. But there's no denying there's exhilaration that comes from winter sports. It's something that many of you, the fantastic Bubblehead Tribe, eagerly anticipate each season. And believe me, I've done my fair share of arranging some amazing deals and trips for people who want to get out to the finest snowy retreats where they can ski, snowboard, ice skate, and even snowmobile to their heart's content. Now let's talk about sports that turn winter into a wonderland of activity. Skiing and snowboarding are the headliners, carving through fresh powder under a bluebird sky. There's hockey, which is about community and camaraderie as is about competition. Let's not forget about skating, gliding across lakes, rinks, and ponds, and snowmobile riding, where you can zip across snow-covered trails with the wind in your face. But where, you might ask, can you indulge in these activities? The world is your snowy oyster, if you will, especially this time of year. While the Alps and Scandinavia are often touted as the creme de la creme of winter sports destinations, let's bring it a little bit closer to home for many of us. I'm talking about the rugged slopes of New Hampshire and the pristine trails of Maine. These places might not have the same international renown as the Rockies, but they boast a charm and down-to-earth spirit that can make any winter getaway unforgettable. Picture this: White Mountains in New Hampshire, where the vistas are as breathtaking as the ski run. And let's not overlook the Pine Tree State, Maine, where the trails are plenty and the snow is as fresh as the seafood. Whether it's the family-friendly slopes of Sunday River or the challenging terrains at Sugarloaf, these areas have something for entry-level or thrill-seeker. For those of you like me who prefer the warmth of the ski lodge to the chill of the chairlift, there's plenty to enjoy off the slopes too. Cozy up by a roaring fire with a hot cocoa or another adult beverage, or enjoy a post-ski massage at a resort spa. After all, winter getaways aren't just about the sports, they're about the experience. If you guys know anything about me, travel and vacation is all about the experience. In the coming minutes, we're going to dive deeper into what makes these destinations special. We're going to talk about hidden gems, ski culture, and how to make the most of your winter holiday, whether you're an adrenaline junkie or someone who just loves the snow globe scenery. Stick around, because this one cool adventure you won't want to miss. And hey, even if you're like me and your idea of a winter sport is more competitive hot chocolate drinking, I promise you'll find some joy in the stories and tips to come. So let's bundle up and hit the virtual slopes together. And hey, while you're here, do me a favor and go over to social media and check out the Bubblehead Vacation Voyagers group that we're just getting ready to talk about.
Set sail on a new adventure with the Bubblehead Vacations Voyagers. Be among the first to anchor in our new Facebook group, designed specifically for the Bubblehead travel enthusiasts just like you. Help us chart the course, share your stories, dreams, and the best-kept secrets of the traveling world. As we grow, so will the perks: exclusive content, direct travel support from yours truly, the Bubblehead, and first dibs on special offers. Be a part of the foundation of a community that's going places. Join the Bubblehead Vacations Voyagers today.
Hey, everybody. It's Dave Bryant, the Bubblehead. And I just wanted to welcome you guys back to the next segment of the Bubblehead Talks Vacations podcast. having a lot of technical problems today. So I'm trying to struggle through, of course. Here I am on Tuesday night trying to record a podcast that comes out tomorrow. So we'll see how this all goes, but we're going to do everything we can to try to make this work out for you guys. That being said, hey, if you want to really get in tune with the community, want to see what we're up to, see what we're doing, make sure you go check out that Bubblehead Vacations Voyagers group. You search it, ask to be entered into it. There's a couple of things. You've got to agree to our policies and what we're doing inside that group. Just trying to build some community of like-minded travelers who really want to talk about some vacation. That's what that's about. Got probably 30, 40 people that are members. Some of them are people that have traveled with the tribe. Some of them are people who are looking at traveling with us. Hey, just check that out for me. I'd really appreciate a like and a follow there. And in any of our social media, if you've got a minute to press and share, goes a long way for us. And we'll get more into how you can help out the podcast here in a minute. But that being said, this is about winter travel, and we're going to talk about doing that. So welcome back, my fellow cold weather warriors and cozy lodge lovers like myself. This is Dave, your guide through the frosty wonderlands of winter travel as we continue our exploration of the world of ski resorts. And it's time to shed light on the plethora of experiences these snowy sanctuaries offer. Beyond the thrill of skiing, so even if you're not one to swoosh down the slopes, stick with me and let's discover the allure of the ski lifestyle. Now imagine yourself all nestled up in a mountain lodge with panoramic views of snow-capped peaks and forests blanketed in the whites. Ski resorts are indeed winter's postcard perfect escape. Let's take a closer look at what else they have to offer. We're talking spas where you can unwind and rejuvenate, gourmet dining with a view, and of course, activities that keep you feet firmly on or above the ground. Have you ever tried snowshoeing? It's like hiking turned winter wonderland edition, or maybe tobogganing if more your speed. Literally, it's not just for kids, trust me. These resorts offer a smorgasbord of activities that cater to every age and interest. And for the non-skiers, like myself, the joys that await. Picture this, leisurely stroll through alpine shops, the scent of mulled wine in the air, or perhaps a horse-drawn sleigh ride at dusk. It's a quintessential winter romance novel brought to life, and you're the protagonist. Let me take you back to my days in Maine, a decade of them, in fact. I've tried many hand at many of these activities, from snowmobiling across the rugged terrain, which admittedly wasn't quite my cup of tea, to enjoying the indoor comforts of the resort areas. And let me tell you, for those who love a good treasure hunt, the antique shops are a veritable goldmine. Crafts that tell stories, unique finds you won't get anywhere else. Foodies, you're in for a treat too. The local cuisine at the resort is as much part of the experience as these activities. We're talking farm-to-table freshness, seafood that's been on a boat that morning, and pastries that are worth every calorie. It's a celebration of local flavors that'll have you reminiscing long after the snow has melted. And let's not forget about the evenings. As the stars twinkle above, the resorts come alive with a different kind of energy. Live music, craft cocktails by the fireplace, stories and laughter shared over a fondue pot. It's a social symphony, and everyone at the lodge is invited. Of course, there's a serenity that comes with just being in these beautiful locations. The quiet mornings where the only sound is the crunch of fresh snow underfoot as you walk and the stillness of a frozen lake. Or the whisper of pine trees swaying gently in the cold mountain air. For some of us, this is the true magic of the winter season. Moments of peace among the grandeur of nature. For about 10 winters in Maine, I learned that it's not the activities you partake in, but the memories you create that truly last. I might have spent more time chatting with locals, enjoying a hearty meal, or simply watching the snowfall than participating in winter sport. But these experiences have etched a place in my heart just as deeply. As I wrap up this segment, I want to think about what the perfect winter getaway looks like. Is it full of action and adventure, or is it a tranquil retreat from the hustle and bustle of everyday life? Ski resorts, my friends, offer both ends of the spectrum and everything in between. So whether you're racing down a mountain, or toasting marshmallows by a fire, remember that winter travel is what you make of it. It's a canvas waiting for your brush, a story waiting for you to pen it. And I can't wait to hear about all your winter escapades. Stay tuned for our next segment, where we're going to hit the ice and talk about hockey, my kind of winter sport. But stay tuned as I talk about how I can get you some money from Amazon.
Want to win a shopping spree? Your chance is just a review or share away. Share your love for the Bubblehead Talks Vacations podcast, post your recommendation, tag us, and add hashtag BubbleheadBest to enter our monthly draw. Or leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, take a screenshot of that review, tag Bubblehead Vacations with hashtag BubbleheadBest on any social media platform, and you're in it for a win. Every post and review is your ticket to win. Maximize your chances with two entries by doing both. Hurry, that clock's ticking. Get your entries in before the end of January and get set to win this Bubblehead Talks Vacations podcast giveaway.
Hey, welcome back. Let's not forget to share the podcast on social media. Hashtag BubbleheadBest. Let's get you entered into that gift card giveaway for $25. Now, welcome back to the chill and thrill of Bubblehead Talks Vacations podcast. And next, we're going to talk about a slap shot into the heart of winter sports. And that's right, ice hockey. As a steadfast fan of the New York Rangers, you can hear them playing in the background here, and the ECHL's South Carolina Stingrays, hockey is more than just a game in our household. It's a thread woven into the fabric of each winter we have here. Hockey's allure extends beyond the rink. It's the pulse of winter sports culture. And for me, while my love for the game is most fervently expressed from the stands, it's the anticipation of us going to see a Rangers game that really sets my spirit on fire. This year, we're heading to North Carolina, where the clash of sticks and skates against the Hurricanes awaits. Picture the scene, the buzz of the crowd, the intensity of the face-off, the drama played out on the ice. But what makes these destinations like North Carolina so special isn't just the game itself. It's the vibrant cities that play host to these epic sports battles. Whether it's your first hockey game or you're a seasoned veteran of the sport, incorporating the love for the game into your travel plans is a power play. It's about syncing the game schedule with the explorations of iconic stadiums and soaking in the local atmosphere. And trust me, whether it's the historic streets of Raleigh or the coastal charm of Wilmington, North Carolina, they all offer a backdrop as captivating as the game itself. Let's dive deeper into what these hockey travel experiences entail. It's all about securing the perfect seat in the arena, yes, but it's also about the pregame excitement in the local eateries, the postgame recap among fellow fans, and the shared spirit that only sports travel can bring. And here's a personal slice from my playbook. Living in Maine for over a decade taught me the value of experiencing the surrounding the game. The thrill of the chase for antique treasures, the indulgence of local culinary delights, and yes, even the electric atmosphere of a hockey man. They all compose the symphony of winter travel. But it's not just about the game and the rink, it's about the journey to get there. This year, as we venture down to the heart of North Carolina to watch the Rangers take on the Hurricanes, it's an opportunity to immerse ourselves in the local culture. We'll explore the charm of the Tar Heel State, from its renowned barbecue joints to its historic landmarks, all while gearing up for the big game. And here's a little insider tip for you hockey travelers. It's not just about finding a place to stay near the arena. It's about capturing the essence of the place. In North Carolina, that means tasting the local flavors, hearing the local stories, and feeling the pride that comes with a state that loves hockey just as much as we do. Our upcoming trip is more than about cheering on the Rangers. It's a chance to connect with another corner of the hockey world. And it's about sharing those moments of victory and loss, of resilience and celebration with others who speak the universal language of hockey. As we look forward to our trip in mid-March, it's not just about the anticipation of the game. It's about the adventures it promises. We're looking to the southern hospitality of North Carolina. Each game, each trip is a chapter in our winter sports saga. Whether you're a hockey aficionado or just enjoy the camaraderie of sports travel, remember this game is just the beginning. It's the memories, the connections, and the experiences that make up the true scorecard of your travel. Stay tuned because we've got more to share on making the most of your sports-centered travel. In the next segment, and where we're going to sign off on this podcast, we're going to talk about how to stay warm and stylish in the rinks and how to celebrate a win or console a loss with the best local eats. Until then, keep your stick on the ice and your heart open to adventure that awaits. Remember, we're going to talk a little bit about what you're doing for the next New Year's Eve, and if you want to come join us in the Bubblehead Tribe on a cruise on the Radiance of the Seas out of Tampa next New Year's Eve.
Ready to cruise into 2025 with style and excitement? Your New Year's Eve celebration awaits. Departing from Tampa on December 28th, 2024, Radiance of the Seas invites you to a sensational Western Caribbean holiday. For a limited time, secure your cabin at an amazing rate. It's first come, first served, so please don't wait. Dance the old year away and welcome the new. Reserve your cabin now by visiting our landing page at the website listed or contacting Bubblehead Vacations directly. Spaces are filling fast for this once-a-year extravaganza. Secure your New Year's Eve 2024 cruise today, and let's make it unforgettable.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Dave, and we're going to close out the Bubblehead Talks Vacations podcast with this last segment. As we wrap up our wintry escapade, let's tackle why you're here in the first place, and that's some travel tips when you go on these winter sports vacations. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a snow-capped newbie, a little preparation goes a really long way. Now, timing is everything. It might seem really obvious, but let's make sure to plan our winter sport vacation in the season it's supposed to be in. You'd be surprised how many times I have to remind people that July is not the time to go skiing in May. That being said, assuming you've got the dates right, let's talk about packing. This isn't your typical beach holiday suitcase. Think layers, think waterproof, and definitely think warm. The right gear can make or break your trip. So invest in a good jacket, some reliable gloves, and perhaps most importantly, proper socks. Cold feet are no joke on the slopes. When it comes to choosing your destination, think about what you want from the trip. Are you looking for the full resort experience with all the amenities you can think of? Are you into the thrill of the sport and prefer something off the beaten path? These decisions will shape your trip, so choose wisely. Moving on to safety, because let's face it, winter sports comes with its fair share of risks. Gear is your first line of defense. Helmets, goggles, and any other protective equipment are non-negotiable. Then there's insurance. Travel insurance isn't just a good idea. It's a must on a trip for winter travel for sports. It's a thing that you've got to make sure you're covered for everything from lost luggage to a potential helicopter lift off a mountain. And this is where a travel agent comes into play. Planning a winter sports trip can be daunting. And that's what I'm here for as a travel agent. Even if I'm not hitting the slopes with you, I know the ins and outs of ensuring your vacation is safe, enjoyable, and as seamless as possible. From making sure the resort you choose is reputable and well insured to finding the best deals and activities to suit your interest. A person like me who's a travel agent can be your strategic planner and safety net. We handle the fine print so you can focus on the fun print. Those moments of joy on the ice or on the snow. As your travel agent, I also stay on top of the latest advisories and conditions to keep your itinerary flexible. Weather can be very unpredictable, and the last thing you want is to be caught in a blizzard with no backup plan. From rebooking missed connections to recommending the coziest spots for a hot drink, I got you covered as your person here at Bubblehead Vacation. And remember, the Bubblehead Vacations tribe isn't just about travel, it's about community. If you're not already a part of the Facebook group, Bubblehead Vacations Voyagers, come join us. Share your winter travel stories, get inspired, and maybe even find your next travel buddy. Before we close, let's not forget the Amazon gift card giveaway. Share this podcast on social media with the hashtag BubbleheadBest for a chance to win. And keep spreading the word about our incredible journey. And speaking of journeys, it's never too early to start planning for our New Year's Eve for this upcoming New Year's with a cruise out of Tampa on Radiance of the Seas. Let's make it a celebration to remember. I want to make sure I thank each and every one of you guys for tuning in, for sharing your love for travel, and for being a part of this amazing community. Your stories, your passions, and your sense of adventure are what makes Bubblehead Talks Vacations so special. Until next time, keep dreaming of those snowy peaks and icy rinks, and remember, whether you're traveling near or far, the world is waiting for you. This is Dave Bryant, the Bubblehead, signing off. Make sure you take that deep breath, and let's just see where those bubbles take us.
And that, my fellow adventurers, wraps up another exhilarating episode of Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed the ride, but the adventure doesn't end here. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and catch every episode from Dave the Bubblehead. Share your travel tales and experiences with us too. Connect with the Bubblehead on social media and be part of our amazing travel community. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, every journey starts with a deep breath. So let's see where the bubbles take us.